the number released yesterday at 56, that seems to be a little bit of a break from the last few days of what we've seen, some incredibly high numbers coming in from positive COVID patients.
Yeah, it's certainly better than 180 that we saw over the weekend. So we'll take 56.
Is 56 for what, Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday?
That's from Monday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been having a lot of these testing opportunities. You had another one earlier this week, and you have another one tonight. So tell us and tell our listeners what they need to do to get geared up to get tested today.
Sure. We're offering free testing again today from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7. We'll be at Seco Park Barns near the fairgrounds. So please enter the parking lot off of Kimball across from Candlewood. Everyone is welcome to come through, regardless if you have symptoms. Some people are coming through just to see, you know, they're curious. So if you have symptoms or you don't, if you've been in close contact or not, whatever your situation is, come on through. We just ask that you wear a mask.
And what's the process to come in and get your test done?
It's very simple. You stay in your car the entire time. We get some information from you, so we'll ask you some demographics. You give us what you can. We'll ask if you have symptoms, if you've been in close contact, if you are immunocompromised, or if you have any chronic medical conditions. Again, just give us the information that you can or that you're willing to provide, and then we'll send you on through the swabbing station, which we do in the barns there at Seco Park. It's a simple process. Some people have told me, you know, it doesn't feel too good. Other people have said it just tickles, but it is the PCR test, so we do as tickle the brain, if you will. So it is a little bit of a process there, but it's quick. It's a very simple process all the way through. It might take a little while depending on how many people we have at that time. So have some patience. Maybe bring a book to read while you're waiting in the car.
What kind of input have you been able to make on, well, like this morning, we talked about the USD 383 school district and the decision aspect that is upon them about what to do, not just for the next week for Monday and Tuesday, but for down the road. And does it bode well to have, you know, a week of school buildings to be empty to help things?
I think so, yeah. It gives the school a chance to kind of, you know, to definitely do a thorough cleaning, and give the teachers a little bit of a break. You know, we've been really hard on our teachers this year, and God bless them all, because they've done a tremendous job, and they've taken a lot of criticism, I think, from the community. Hopefully they've also gotten a lot of support over this time, but it does give the teachers and the staff there, the whole staff at the schools, a chance to kind of decompress and again, a thorough cleaning. So I think a week is a good move to give everyone kind of a break. But I do understand they're going back hybrid, which I think is also a good move. I think that's a good decision, you know, just to have some consistency across the board.
Well, bring us up to date on limit gatherings. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving. What do you recommend?
Well, really, we urge, and when I say we, I mean all of the command staff, everyone at the health department, the clinical task force. We are urging everyone to put safety first for yourself and for others. We know with the holidays coming up, particularly Thanksgiving, there's a desire for people to gather with friends and family. And in normal times, that would be just fine. But we really need to treat Thanksgiving just like we did Easter, only celebrating with members of your household, or trying something different, like playing games virtually with friends and extended family, something like that. You know, maybe thinking outside of the box, but doing something different than maybe what you originally had planned. And again, spending time with only members of your household. So we're really trying to limit travel and limit that time with extended family or other friends. We really need to make these sacrifices now, because we need to get our children back to going to school full time. I think that's a big goal for most of us. And it would really be great to be able to enjoy the things we used to be able to do so freely. But we can't get there unless everyone's doing the right thing. One thing that our contact tracers are seeing, some common themes that they're seeing from those who test positive is, you know, some of them are household contacts or close contacts of others, but another common theme is attending small gatherings such as a party or a dinner, or even just having a group of friends over. We're seeing this in young kids all the way up to older adults. So I think right there, the message is clear. We have to do everything we can. We have to make good choices, or our numbers will continue to rise. And more importantly, our healthcare system will start to see the effects of being overwhelmed. I think we've tried so hard to prevent that from happening and prevent our hospital from being at capacity or being short-staffed, and we're starting to see the effects of that now. So we're really just urging everyone to stay the course and do what you can to protect yourself and others.
You know, it was discussed last night at the USD 3D3 school board meeting about you directing schools to be closed from last spring. What's going to be the barometer for potentially that measure to be taken again, possibly here later this year, even the first of next year?
Yeah, I think at that time, you know, the virus is so new, and we just wanted to do what we could to prevent you know, the risk of exposure and, you know, to keep that risk low and do what we can to keep everyone safe. So that's where our decision came in to close the schools, and then other schools started closing. Then you saw a statewide closure, and then came the stay-at-home order, and really trying to prevent that from happening right now. The more we know about the virus, the more that we're seeing it in our own schools here, particularly in USD 3D3, we're not seeing a lot of transmission within the schools. So the individuals who are positive or who have to be quarantined, it's because it's being brought into the schools. So really, schools are a safe place for our kids to go, and that's why I'm glad that the school board decided to stay with the hybrid and not go remote. I think one thing that we are fearful of is when we go remote, you'll start to see groups of kids getting together at one household, and that's where we really start to see the spread. So I think the decision to stay in hybrid was a good one.
And then we got, you know, it's not just Thanksgiving with the big meal that, you know, many people gather around, but it's also a time where a lot of people do some holiday shopping. Get an advance on that. You have some recommendations on taking care of yourself when you get out and do some shopping, or basically just about anything else?
Yeah, well, we really promote online shopping, but then, of course, you want to try to shop local. So if you are shopping local, which we highly encourage as well, we want you to stay safe and wear that mask. You know, here in Manhattan, there is that mask ordinance, so you are required to wear a mask when you go inside a store. But if that store looks crowded or you see a lot of cars in the parking lot, maybe wait until it's not so crowded. You know, the mask is just one tool in our toolbox, but we need to adhere to that social distancing as well.
The mask ordinance, if I recall, is in place for the remainder of the year?
Yes.
Do you have an idea as to what point you may revisit that end date?
It looks like the city, it could be on the city's agenda, I believe, soon to extend that mask mandate. And we're always looking at a county-wide mandate as well. I know some more counties are leaning toward that direction. More and more are mandating masks now in the county, so looking at that as well.
Just a quick recap. We have the free testing today from 11 to 1 and then from 5 to 7 tonight at Riley County Seco Park, and just enter off of Kimball Avenue there at Candlewood and get yourself in line. When is the next opportunity for testing, Julie?
We will have another opportunity the Thursday after Thanksgiving. So the week after Thanksgiving, it'll be the same time and same location.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just hope everyone has a great weekend and stay safe.